brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the first hour about the sad death of a woman who, even if you believe their story, was mentally ill, put on psychotropic drugs, they're saying, which in the insert makes you act more erratic, more crazy, more out of control. Miriam Carey, nice, good looking, looks like a sweet lady to me, dental hygienist, and she's dead. She's dead with her three-year-old child watching. And we broke the news last night. It scrolled off the page at Infowars.com by Don Salazar. We probably reposted it on the front page. There were Army and Marine Corps checkpoints in the area right where this happened in a drill. And they've now changed their story and said she didn't ram the White House. She rammed a checkpoint. Didn't shoot cops. Didn't run over cops. Cops ran over the barricades. Cops did all that. And you watch these videos, the cops are just driving like they're robots and just ram into stuff. Like they're kamikazes or something. They just run right into barricades because they've set up little martial law barricades. They've always, like it's a third world country, barricaded around the Imperial Palace and the Capitol. But now they're expanding them out and got troops everywhere. And this woman's like, ah! And bumps up and gets scared and... Those drugs will make you have panic attacks. And she runs off, and then they kill her. People are like, well, she was dangerous. Well, why didn't you? They came up when she was doing the roundabout and aimed guns at her. People panic, especially women. I mean, most men, if cops pointed guns at them, men would freeze because men have less connections, and studies show this, between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. That's why you put men in combat. Men still panic, by the way, in combat. And it's called shell shock. There's a lot of different terms for it. And they get those guys out of the military. Boot camps meant to stress people to find those folks that can't handle stress. Most combat reporters, the first time they actually really get shot at or see somebody shot, start throwing up, crying, urinating on themselves, begging to be taken back to mommy, things like that. Now, most women, just from what I've seen in life and crime footage I've seen, if somebody starts pointing a gun at them or whatever and they're in a car and feel secure like they can get away, they're going to run. Or a woman will just start groveling on the ground if they think they can't get away. And so she was just totally panicking, totally scared. She'd already run into a checkpoint and had already been through a lot with crazy cops chasing her at 90 miles an hour, pointing guns right at her in the window, and she had a panic attack. It's very clear. She was on medications. They're telling everybody to take that on record, do that to you. And it is just so incredibly sad that she's dead now. And then instead of saying it's tragic, but she obviously was disturbed and could have endangered someone, that I would have said, well, in the heat of the moment, the adrenaline, she's driving around, I can see why she got shot. It's too bad. But no, it's... They're heroes, and this woman's evil, and let's go try to find her links to her in anti-government. They even admit, we went and looked for anti-government. Well, they would have loved it. She's probably the small percentage of the population that doesn't visit Infowars.com. If she would have visited WorldNetDaily.com or DrudgeReport.com or a libertarian magazine had been found at their house, like one of the Tsarnaev brothers, you would have never heard the end of it. But unfortunately, the current... There in Hartford, Connecticut, had to report no weapons or anti-government items in Stanford condo of woman killed in Washington Chase. Well, if there would have been, it would have been okay then. Because, you know, if you're anti-government, you're a terrorist. That's why the Founding Fathers wouldn't be welcome in today's military, according to the Pentagon. Because it's not our military. It's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, Bundesbank, New World Order military now. Now, we're going to come back and get into some of the other news I have not covered yet, and then Dr. Steve Pachinik's joining us at 15 after. And who knows, maybe we should take some calls for Pachinik today. Maybe I'll flip a coin to see if we'll do that or not. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Steve Pachanik's joining us in about 5 minutes, and I want to get his take as a top Harvard psychiatrist and also a MIT doctor, or is it vice versa? What he calls that mass hysteria and fear-mongering and then ninnying that's going on about the schizophrenic woman or woman on medication running from cops, and it's the cops ramming their cars randomly into things and acting completely insane. I mean, she's nowhere around. They're just driving straight down the road right into barriers like they're kamikazes or something, and Congress going, good job, we're heroes, we defeated the enemy, and just is hysteria. We're going to ask him about that and get into the Naval Yard shooting. He was on with us for about 20 minutes the other day talking about Tom Clancy, his co-author and good friend who died. He'll be with us here in about 5 minutes. Some of the other really repulsive news being reported by Breitbart and others is that Jerry Brown has come out publicly and said that giving illegals driver's license is so they can vote and is so they can just legalize them all. 700+ million Latin Americans who, if they get government funding, will vote to take my guns, and I've got to pay for it. This is just slavery. The Democratic Party just brings people in to vote to make me their slave. It'll be like France soon with 100% taxes if you work. And then you just live in your business and sleep on a cot. Or you go be homeless. Or you go on. It'll finally collapse. I mean, I just don't even know what to say. And now they're reporting Border Patrol rep claims agents being ordered to stand down. Well, that's come out for years that that's going on. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol is not allowed to stop illegals. They're only allowed to have predator drones from the military base are now loaned to state and local police. That's been going on for a long time, and there's now federal lawsuits going on dealing with that. New American Magazine reports. So that's some of the news on that front. Shifting gears over to the Middle East. Libya in chaos 2 years after NATO's humanitarian liberation, putting Al-Qaeda in charge. Also, diplomats have now gone public, RT reports. Saudi-backed black op team behind Damascus Kim weapons attack. Yeah, that came out on record. Bandar Bush brags about it. He's quite proud of it. Continuing Syrian chemical weapons dismantlement to start next week. But the Russians are saying, okay, they'll turn over their legal chemical weapons to us, but will you please stop funding Al-Qaeda to attack the country? So that is some of the news on the international front. Again, the video is up on Infowars.com, and it's also the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. We played this clip earlier. I want to ask Dr. Pachinik about this as a psychiatrist. Undoubtedly, the IQs are lowering. The public is physically getting stupider, not just their upbringing, not just their nurture, but their nature. What is happening? And what will these hordes of miscreants do to those of us that produce? Continuing here with some of the other news that we need to get to. Obama's economic advisor, there's a video of this up on our website, prisonplanet.com. Obama economic advisor says astronomical debt is constitutional. And of course, Obama says raising the debt is not raising the debt. I mean, we've actually entered through the looking glass into an Alice in Wonderland type scenario, ladies and gentlemen. It is really, really getting bizarre. We're about to go to Dr. Steve Pachinik as soon as we get him on the line, and then we'll break all of this through the looking glass down with him. I didn't get him on because he's a psychiatrist today. I got him on because of his government background and his knowledge of geopolitics. But, man, I tell you, just looking at this, the public's acting squirrely all over. And I've talked to a lot of executives, a lot of medical doctors, a lot of people that deal with the public. They say it's not just me seeing this through the media, watching the news and studying it, but it's happening. We're seeing a madness in society because things are so unnatural. The government's above the law now, and that really screws people up. We'll get Dr. Pachinik's expert take on that in a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, here today I want to tell you about VPNforAll.com. That's the initials VPN and the number 4, all, VPNforAll.com. During these crazy times with Big Brother spying on us, it's great to use a company like VPN for All to protect you with the buffer so that you have a proxy surfing, no records ever kept of your browsing, based in the Netherlands, free from the police state internet jurisdiction. That's why everybody's based over there. Easy to sign up and use. It's a great way to prevent data mining. Try it out for 3 months, and you won't be disappointed. All info warriors need to go to VPN4all.com right now and protect their online privacy. That's VPN, the number 4all.com. It's very inexpensive as well. They have it for mobiles, you name it. And finally, we have a new food sponsor. After 7 years, we have a new food sponsor just because I've tried the food. It's so good. And also, they're the ones that told FEMA. FEMA wanted to buy out all the food they could make. A bunch of other companies got contacted and shut up and sold only to the government, getting ready for the collapse or whatever they're doing. But My Patriot Supply contacted us and went public. They're a big company, been around for a long time, and I've used their food before, tried it out. I'm going with My Patriot Supply. And you can simply go to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find their specials. Giant selection of food. It's just good to have a backup storable food. The government's doing it. Corporations are doing it. We need to be self-sufficient. The globalists are doing everything they can, like Stalin taking over Ukraine or Poland, to make sure we're dependent on them. We need to have firearms, food, training. It's just a good insurance policy. It's an insurance policy you can eat, so it's 100% good. They've got a lot of great savings and specials up at on InfoWars.com. You can link through to the subpage there or MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And it is the sponsors that make this show and this transmission possible. Now, we've got Dr. Pachinik with us for the next 45 minutes, and we'll get into the Navy Yard shooting and from his sources what he's saying is really behind that and the evidence it's a false flag. We'll do that in the next segment. We'll also get into other geopolitical things that are happening and get his unique perspective. Again, he's a top Harvard psychiatrist and also was an officer in the Navy before that. And he also has a medical degree as well. He's the former head of psychological warfare for the State Department and ran the Camp David Accords and is credited with getting the only successful peace deal really in history there at Camp David. So he's a really smart guy, a top psychiatrist, not a faux psychiatrist or psychologist. And he joins us. His website, stevepachinik.com. Of course, he co-authored a lot of books and wrote some of his own bestsellers with Tom Clancy and has produced TV shows and movies with Tom Clancy and others. So he's a heavy hitter. It really doesn't need any introduction, but we have a lot of new listeners every millisecond. Doc, I don't know if you were on hold earlier because they just dialed you up, but I was breaking down the hysteria I saw with one woman who ran up to a military checkpoint, we now learned, temporary checkpoints in the Capitol, got scared, bumped up against it, didn't shoot at police, didn't kill two police, as they first said, or wound police later. We have video that we've shown of police driving straight down the road into barricades, concrete barricades, just mass mental illness. She got so terrified of them chasing her down the road, trying to run her off the road that she ran. They see the little three-year-old in the car, they kill her, and then they have everybody running in fear for 30 minutes after. The wicked flee when none pursue. They go in, into the Capitol and have a standing ovation and say the police are heroes. They should have said it's unfortunate her car was dangerous. She was probably mentally ill, disturbed. You know, we're sad she's dead, but thank God no one else was hurt. Instead, they said we're heroes in some weird, sweating, hysterical mental illness. And the Congress, the Senate looked mentally ill. And I'm no doctor, but I mean, I know crazy people when I see them. There's like a mass insanity, a megalomania, a drama queening, and I'm seeing it in the general public. We're seeing crack-ups increase. We're seeing all sorts of nuttiness. Dr. Pachinik, A, do you agree with me? Or B, I mean, if you do agree, where is all this going? What's happening? Is this a collective madness like the Aztecs?
Well, let me put the incident yesterday about the woman going to the White House. Unlike the Navy or the Newt camp, in my opinion, having been involved with in the incarceration of the mentally ill who have approached the White House and the Secret Service has justifiably tried to calm them down or try to bring them in for mental illness, I would say that yesterday's experience is a little bit different from what you portrayed it or most others. I've had extensive experience many decades ago of hospitalizing and having to hospitalize on behalf of the Secret Service appropriately mentally ill people who go up to the White House, approach the Secret Service, who have acted very professionally. They usually approach a car or a person who, like that woman, and I don't know that specific woman, but other cases where people would come up in the car, they would approach the White House, and before you knew it, the Secret Service would appropriately talk to the individual, and then you'd find out that they had guns in the back of their car, and the Secret Service then would whisk them away to my unit, maximum security at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. I think that occasion yesterday was very similar to the cases that I have had and had to treat in conjunction with the Secret Service way before we had Obama or any other president, going back 30 or 40 years. It's a very difficult situation when you see a person, whether a woman or a man, whoever it be, comes up to the White House, drives up there with a car, intends to break through the barricade. And I know the Secret Service to be very professional in those cases. And they try to talk the person down. They don't immediately shoot at them. They don't immediately target the individual. That individual, for whatever reason, ran, and she was, let's assume, mentally ill. I would assume that. given the nature of her escape, went to the Capitol Hill and then ran various elements of the Capitol Hill police. So that case was normally, if they apprehended her and she was not shot and somebody was not hurt, she would have been taken immediately to St. Elizabeth Hospital, a federal institution. In those days, when I was there, under a military control of public health service control, I would have been put in maximum security. So, Alex, I've had prisoners who've been, or mentally ill patients, who have been to the White House and wanted to see the presidents way before Bush or
no, no, we have them. We have them come to the office.
Wanted to see the president and were fully armed, and the Secret Service handled them very well and would very sensitively bring them over to St. Elizabeth's Hospital, where we would keep them in for 15 years because they were always a potential danger. So that's very different from a false flag like the Navy Yard, which I think is a false flag, or Newtown. And the reason I say that is because the chief of police, Lanier, who's very professional, the head of the Metropolitan Police, said the first thing in a case like that yesterday, she said there's a gag order. In effect, she said we can't talk about who was involved, what happened, and the investigation. That did not occur in the Navy Yard or Newtown. When you have an immediate gag order, that's a federal prosecutorial involvement. The law comes in very quickly, and that means that you cannot even discuss the case.
Exactly. That's another telltale when they do whatever they want, that it's a staged event. I agree with you, and I know that the police not shooting her at first did show restraint. I'm talking about a nation that faced down the Soviet Union and nuclear war, and you know, a nation that fought off 500,000 or a million Chinese in Korea, groveling in fear, and Congress people shaking and literally freaking out over the image of a woman driving in circles and bumping a few police. I'm talking about land of the free, home of the brave. What is the state of the mental psychology?
Okay, let me, you know, you always bring me on the show, and I'm always grateful to be on it, but, you know, you bring me on to bring another perspective. First of all, we are the land of the free and the brave, but we did not do very well in Korea. One of the things that you have to remember, we went into Korea on a panic, and Truman did that very much as Obama went into Afghanistan without the permission or really the agreement of Congress. We went in as a, quote, a protective detail under the U.N. auspices. It was a disaster. And if it weren't
No, under General MacArthur.
Wait a minute, Alex. If it weren't for President Eisenhower, who had been general and head of SACUR and a major, major military commander and the best of American politics, he stopped the war in Korea. Now, let me get back to Obama. The nature of Obama and the nature of what you're talking about is a very different issue. We have an ongoing fear situation, and part of it I will attribute to the nature and personality of the president himself. Obama came up with absolutely no resume, no legitimacy that would accord him the right to be anything, either a senator or a professor, University of Chicago, or anything, other than the fact that he had a background history of his parents and grandparents being in the CIA, and he had worked for those who had been in the CIA. That's all I can tell you. Secondly, he has created a scenario of fear and intimidation, which quite frankly, Alex, is what you're trying to get to and I was trying to get to, and that was saying, I have to go back into the history of all the presidents I had served, Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford, even Nixon. I have never seen such fear and intimidation created by one president and one administration as I have by Obama. And I had to resort to another person. Now, you may be a little bit surprised, and your audience may not remember who I'm talking about. And I went back to a junior senator, which Obama was from Illinois, but this senator was in the 1950s, and you may not have been born then because you were too young. But I remember him very well, and his name was Eugene McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
And one of the things that I think your audience has to remember, look up Eugene McCarthy, was he was a junior senator from Wyoming, I believe, or Wisconsin, I'm sorry.
It was Wisconsin.
Who intimidated everybody in the military, the intelligence community, the State Department, the domestic, our Library of Congress, our teachers, and accused them all of being communists, when in fact they weren't communists, when in fact there was no evidence. And unfortunately, General Eisenhower didn't do anything until some of our generals, who were major generals, who had been major heroes in our war, like World War II General Ralph Zwicker, who was a major hero and was wounded and was abused by McCarthy in front of a whole nation, and then finally a man by the name of Walsh from Boston, a prosecutor and a famous lawyer, said, "Have you no shame?" And finally McCarthy was thrown out, and Eisenhower had to act. No one has stood up to this president and has said to him, "Have you no shame? Have you no shame that you created a false scenario in Newtown in order to get gun control? Have you no shame that you created an unemployment scenario the likes of which we've never seen before? Have you no shame that you created a nonsensical Osama bin Laden assault and then allowed the CIA to create Zero Dark 30 by Catherine Bigelow, a false and nonsensical film? And have you no shame that there was nobody killed in Newtown and it never happened? And as a result of all of these false flags and intimidation, I now accuse the President of the United States, Obama, of being the new Democratic McCarthy. And along with his henchmen, Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi, and also the Republicans, you have the extreme elements like Ted Cruz, who's born in Calgary and assumes that he could be and then assume the mantle of American presidency? No. This Cuban-born or Canadian-born son of a Cuban exile who worked for Fidel Castro can never be president of the United States, nor can Marco Rubio, nor can Rand Paul. So the answer is, in a time of fear and intimidation, where are these young leaders? Where are the people who have some integrity, some commitment to having served our government in the military, not in the political arena, and given of themselves to our country and built their own company? I don't see that. Honestly, and that's what you're talking about. Obama will continue to create that fear and intimidation until the debt ceiling. And I will tell you one thing. More than anything else in the world, more than any issue of national security, either domestically or any false flag that he's pulled, and he's pulled a few of them, the biggest issue will be if we foreclose or we do not basically pay our debt and we do not increase the debt ceiling. The reason is horrendous. What will happen is America will default on a debt and it will drive our currency down to zero. Every billionaire will be a pauper, and every pauper will be exactly what they were, a pauper. And our economy and the full faith and credit of the American government is gone. So this fear is getting played out in a tricky game between the Republicans on the extreme side, who have really no legitimacy of doing anything other than expansive rhetoric and bombastic, while the Democrats have done nothing. But we have a president who doesn't know how to deal with the opposite side. I give credit to Bill Clinton on many things I've disagreed with.
Sure,
him,
sure.
His ability
Dr.
to
Pacinic.
Be able to talk to the opposite side has been quite formidable, as was LBJ, as was the Republican Reagan, who worked with you O'Neill. So we don't have a president who really functions as a world leader or as a national leader or as a healer. We have a demagogue who's really in the picture of a McCarthy, using fear, intimidation, and false flags. Someone will have to stand up besides myself to say, "Have you no shame, Mr. President? Stop, cease, and desist." And that's why you have the unique opportunity, Alex, to say to your audience, this is what's happening today, and we're coming into an economic crisis that really will determine the outcome of where America
sure,
will be.
Sure, sure. Dr. Pacinic, we got to go to break here. I already skipped one, and it's still on the network because this information is so important, and I agree with you. But I've studied Joseph McCarthy from Wisconsin. He really believed what he was doing was good, but that they did use it to persecute people and bring in another form of kind of right-wing tyranny. So I agree with you, it was bad in the final equation. But Obama is far worse, saying the founding fathers aren't welcome in our military and saying veterans are the main enemy and you didn't build your business and increasing the debt doesn't increase the debt. And they have MSNBC say, I'm behind the Boston bombing. I mean, they are real hardcore authoritarians.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
To us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Okay, so what Dr. Pechenik was getting to earlier, a psychiatrist and government insider, best-selling author, is the fear, the state of fear. I mean, I sent reporters to the NSA to their front gate yesterday. We had live feeds of it here, video feeds. And the police and military literally were like catching their breath and couldn't talk that someone would dare come to the gate and ask to talk to their public information officer about the illegal spying going on inside against Obama's political enemies and all of it. It was just so unthinkable that in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, the police and military were going, you're not following my orders. Because we knew the law. And it's this fear. They're so afraid. And police, they have studies out, think they're all about to be killed, even though their number one cause of death is automobile accident or training exercises, training incidents. And so he was getting into the state of fear, and I agree with what he said. They have so hyped the fear that now you can't wear an NRA shirt to school, just that says NRA, or they kick you out. Or if you write an essay about hunting with your dad, they arrest you. There's no law, but they still do it. It's authoritarianism under political correctness, and they know what they're doing. And I heard Obama wanted to come in and be a dictator and all this stuff. I didn't buy it 6 years ago. I said, I know he's really bad. They're going to try to sell tyranny as trendy. But he really is. I mean, they really, a month ago with Judicial Watch, as you know, we're going to get Dr. Pashinik's take on this, got the documents where they teach everybody in the Army now in the new manuals that the founders are bad. It actually says they wouldn't be welcome in today's Army. I mean, that's so absurdist. George Washington founded the U.S. Army. It just shows we're really occupied by a bunch of corporate special interests that want to extinct American liberty and American exceptionalism and who are turning us into a domesticated nanny state. So as a smart guy, Dr. Pashinik, how do we reverse this? I mean, why are they so bold? Let me ask you the question. Why is MSNBC, I don't know if you saw it, and others saying, quote, Alex Jones is deeply racist, close quote, Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing. My lawyer said I could sue and win, but I think it discredits them. I mean, what's happening with these people? Go ahead.
What's happening, Alex, you and I know that you have been very effective in counter-punching the mainstream media that's been buying up most of the stories from any administration. But the point here, Alex, is, and with all due respect to you, as you and I know, we go back 10, 12 years, and to your audience, what you don't want to do is play the fear game. I mean, Alex Jones is not behind any covert operations. Alex Jones is not behind any nefarious deed. You are practicing your First Amendment right. The issue, though, with the NSA, and let me give your audience a little break here. You know, I have been concerned about the surveillance program, but I do know some of the issues and personnel involved. So let me give you a little fresh air here and a breath so your audience doesn't get fearful. You may have sent people to the NSA front door, but the truth of the matter is if most of your audience, the Americans, had watched only 3 days ago, which I'm sure most Americans did not watch, the Senate hearings that were run by Leahy and Senator Grassley and Senator Whitehouse, all of whom were really quite sophisticated and asked the same questions you did in a very professional, sophisticated manner. They asked James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, who's been criticized, and General Keith Alexander, who's the head of the National Security Agency and IDO Cyber Command, what are the issues involved and why are you tracking specific phone numbers in the United States? And I will say that because of your show and because of the people who listen to your show, these representatives have been very effective in asking those very questions that you said to both James Clapper and Keith Alexander. And in turn, both of those gentlemen answered the questions and admitted they made mistakes. They admitted that they had inadvertently picked up 9 to 12 illegal calls. General Keith Alexander, whom I know, is a very conscientious, very professional intelligence head. And James Clapper was, you know, reprimanded before, but he was very articulate. The person who was not articulate and came back with fear and totally inappropriate was an 80-year-old wicked witch from the West named Dianne Feinstein, who shocked everybody in the room and even me when she said, oh, well, you know, I remember when George Tenet 10 years ago told me about an impending attack in July of 2001, and it happened 3 months later. Who in God's name needed Dianne Feinstein? She should have been thrown out. She should have been voted out. That's the job of the American people. But the American people, thanks to you and others, have voted in people like Leahy, Grassley, Whitehouse, and have put controls on the shift of power towards the executive branch and have forced these people to answer questions. General Keith Alexander answered everything he had to answer and went back to Caesar. In turn, Chief Justice Roberts was criticized by me and others for appointing 10, 11 judges, all of whom were Republicans and male, and all of whom had a similar opinion. Well, when they were reprimanded by the American people and the legislators, guess what? Chief Justice Roberts changed, and he put in people who had countervailing views. So I want to offer to your audience and to you, and thanks to you, Alex, for the audience to say, you know, we're going to write to our congressmen and senators, and if you don't like them, like Dianne Feinstein or Nancy Pelosi or Mark Rubio or Ted Cruz, who are totally not appropriate, get people in there who are functional, who are value-added, who are serious, who can create legislation and implement it. That's the job of the American people. I don't believe they're totally dumbed down. I believe that there's too much fear, and all you have to say is what you said, Alex. It's enough. And guys like me and you have to say, you know what? The American public has a job to continuously press on their legislators, to press on the executive branch to say, we don't need this. We don't need 9,000 people in the State Department. We don't need $90 billion of communications to Booz Allen. I don't need Amazon.com to get $600 million for security, Internet security. But that's the job of the American people.
Yeah, well, these private interests are making themselves government and getting the contracts. But let's shift gears on why you're here, and I appreciate you getting off into the NSA. But I got to ask, why are you mad at Ted Cruz? I really like what he's doing, but I don't want to digress.
I don't like Ted Cruz, and I'll tell you why. I'm Cuban. I'm born in Cuba. I fought Castro. Ted Cruz did not fight Castro. He's born in Calgary, Canada. He's a demagogue. His father's a demagogue. If you listen to his father's ranting and raving, this is a father who not only fought Batista, but also worked with Fidel Castro and then claimed he was disappointed and came back in 1979 and was disillusioned. What are you talking to me about, bombastic Cuban exiles who come back and then go to Calgary, Canada?
No, I know your family had to flee Cuba.
Calgary,
I understand all that.
To the oil business and tell me, a Cuban who had to fight Castro, who never said a word about it, and telling me and the American public that he's an American who's going to be our president. First of all, he's Canadian. Secondly, he has never served our country. Thirdly, his bombastic rhetoric does not serve the purpose of the nation state. The fact that Cruz and others can shoot their mouths off and may have had a Cuban or Hispanic heritage does not constitute the grounds for election. It's the same way we say we picked Obama because he's black, but we're going to pick Hillary because she's a woman. That is not sufficient and necessary to be president of the United States.
Well, I like his filibuster, but let's get into the Navy Yard, because that's where you've got bombshell info.
The Navy Yard is a false flag. It's very simple, because when you have a diagnosis and you don't have a gag order and you have the name of a person beforehand whose name is, you know, beginning with two A's, I mean, you already know this thing doesn't make any sense. In contrast to yesterday, where there was a gag order, very immediately you saw the chase, you saw the consequences. But under the Navy order, what you have here again is fear. And what happened here, let's look at the overall picture. Why did they create a stand and a false flag in the Navy Yard? Because you have a CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, named Jonathan Greener, who's nothing more than a protege of another Chief of Naval Operations who did nothing but false flags and false stories, Admiral Mullen, who wanted to make the SEAL Team 6 look great. Well, he failed. He failed because the Navy has a real problem. They don't belong within our force structure. We really don't know where the Navy belongs when the Army is on the ground, that's boots on the ground, and we have an Air Force that basically can do everything the Navy does with missiles and with drones, and we don't need aircraft carriers. We don't need destroyers. We don't need littoral ships. And by the way, the only thing we might need is a submarine. And he's a submarine commander. Again, by a U.S. Senator, Carl Levin, for having spent billions of dollars of wasted money on construction that we don't need. I go back to our legislators. You have to go back to HITM. And they're the ones
Sure, sure. But, I mean, go over it because they ordered the stand down of the SWAT team. The ATF's not allowed in. The whole thing looks very fake to me. I agree with you in the timing with the sequestration. But explain how that false flag works to a layperson out there.
A false flag is the following. You create an incident that didn't exist, and you immediately create a narrative. That's where Alex and I agree. The narrative begins with, oh, we know who the person is. Well, that's amazing that you know the person. Not only do we know everything about the person, but we know his diagnosis. He's psychotic. He's delusional. He was hearing, he was listening to microwaves. And at the same time, he won two awards while he was a reservist in the Navy, one for terrorism and one for combat, all of which is inconsistent in the narrative. It doesn't even work in fiction. So when
and he's too old to start going crazy like this, and at the same time, as you know, claiming he's schizophrenic or whatever, at the same time, they...
It doesn't work. Correct.
But I mean, plus they ordered the SWAT team to stand down, but also the police reportedly came out multiple times with him saying they're after him at a hotel, but then they let him keep his top secret security clearance?
It wasn't top secret, it was secret. He would never have received the secret clearance. He never would have received medals. He never would have gotten the contract. And the contract was with one of the companies that's really in trouble as an outsourcing company. And, everybody works together. It's the military-industrial complex, which has to be taken down. And that's why we need a president who understands all of these issues. And I go back to Eisenhower, not because I think he's the greatest, but he was one of the few presidents who understood the danger of the military-industrial complex. In this case, this could be Aaron, or the so-called attacker, worked for Hewlett-Packard or subcontracted to Hewlett-Packard. So Hewlett-Packard's in trouble. Hewlett-Packard has contracts from our military and our intelligence community. So does Booz Allen. So does Carlyle Group. These contracts have to be stopped. But they have to be stopped by legislators.
Sure, sure. Let's talk about Syria. You know, you knew the older Assad. I think you were even arrested once there, weren't you? And then you knew the younger Assad. I'm not a fan of Assad, but... I
was arrested there. That's correct.
But,
I was held in interrogation of Bashar Assad.
But, I mean, my issue is, I'm not a fan of Assad, but they are leaving the Christians and the Jews alone and are great compared to al-Qaeda. How will the West, with its narrative, get away with openly arming al-Qaeda as the main force?
They can't. Thanks to you and others, Alex, the West has ceased and desist. They were warned by myself and others who understood the Syrian situation that this was really a CIA intervention that didn't work. And I must admit, I was very disappointed with General Petraeus, who thought that he could arm the so-called moderates. There are no moderates in this kind of chaos. And at the same time, Hillary Clinton, who knew nothing, also wanted to arm the so-called moderate. In this kind of situation where we, the United States, created al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda's fighting another group that we created, the Northern Syrian Liberation, but it doesn't matter. There are all kinds of acronyms and all kinds of names, the different kinds of...
The worst are always going to take over in a situation, so the plans divide and conquer, but that's not even going well.
No. Basically, my concern was from day one, and I've said it on your show previously, is that there are millions of Christians and there are millions of Alawites who are basically Shiites who have been dispossessed, who have been killed. The minute that Sunnis come out of homes, which is funded by Saudi Arabia, I can't emphasize enough, our biggest nemesis in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia.
They've had Saudi intelligence. Let me ask you.
Saudis are the biggest problems because we needed them in the past for oil. As of yesterday, the Wall Street Journal correctly announced that America is a net exporter of oil and gas. We don't need anybody anymore. So we should let Saudi Arabia go. Unfortunately, Israel has a relationship with Saudi Arabia. Israel has a relationship with the UAE and Qatar. We must stay out of the Middle East. We have to shift to the East, but we're still in the Middle East, whereas none of those countries are really of a strategic alliance. But again, we have people in this administration who are not really confident. John Kerry is not confident.
Well, they've sold out. Look at how they're letting the Chinese have Australia.
Well, Chinese have spread all over the world. It's not even an issue that they have Australia. They have Africa. They have East Africa. They have West Africa. They have the Middle East. When I was even in Syria and in Iran a few years ago, And in Isfahan and Shiraz in Iran, they were selling products that the Iranians thought were Iranian. That was cheap. I said, no, they're Chinese. Chinese came into Turkey and Burgas and basically undercut 1,000 different factories and textiles. The Chinese financially have been able to cut everybody. But the good news is that China is really an internal problem. And they have to depend on the United States. Contrary to what everybody believes, the United States has really funded the Chinese in terms of water and food, and China has a very serious internal civil unrest because in a normal year, the Chinese have over 75,000 riots.
I think it's more like a month now they're having that. But why did I think it's evil that our system helped put Mao in power. I think that was a bad mistake.
Well, it's an interesting point, Alice. It's a historical mistake, but it's the same way our system made mistakes. John Foster Dulles didn't understand what General Stilwell and those of us who fought with Mao during World War II against the Japanese. And Chiang Kai-shek, unfortunately, who was as crooked and as corrupt as anybody, was able to convince the American forces at that time, despite the military, our generals saying that he was not a major force in defeating the Japanese, but Mao was. We went along and we went and supported Chiang Kai-shek, who then was fled and went into Taiwan in 1940.
Sure. Stay there. Come back. We got to go to break. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. Amazing history we're discussing here today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Final segment, folks, on the live radio show. But I'll be back tonight. I'm doing a special report on the Nightly News. Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a subscriber to the Nightly News, we're almost up and running with a new studio. Got stations and networks and cable systems wanting to pick it up all over. That's why I'm suspending finishing Obama Deception 2. I got to get the TV thing done. The upgrade of the website's done. The Obama Deception will come out early next year. So we'll make it even better to really understand the whole system, not just Obama. But I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday broadcast as well. So please tell your friends and family to tune in. Defeating this tyranny is about informing others and then resisting and putting pressure on the government and promoting a culture of liberty instead of a culture of collectivism and corruption and domestic militarism as they try to convert us to some type of weird hermit state. In closing, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Thank you for coming on with us. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. Other points you'd like to add about the state of the world, the state of our republic, the state of Obama? I think Obama is really rotting like a dead fish politically now, but I'm worried about what he may pull. I just sense the only thing they've got left is big false flags, but all those narratives degenerate now. Cy Hurst says Obama's staging false flags. What are they going to do?
Well, the key element for all of this, and this is why your audience is so important, why you're important, is the fact they cannot default on the debt ceiling. That is the most crucial element, the most important thing we have right now in terms of national security and the viability of the republic. If they default, that means the good faith and credit of the United States government, irrespective of Obama, has gone down. The dollar will be worth nothing. We will literally be the last of a nation, of a great nation, and that cannot happen. But unfortunately, we're playing this chicken game between Republicans and Democrats, and we really have to open up the political culture system, as you said, to more parties. We have to create different parties. I thought the Tea Party would become more independent, less radical, more instructive, more comprehensive, and then we need more pragmatic parties. It's enough. These two parties, Republican, Democrats, have really not been all that different. It's just a game that goes on in the media. But we do really need the beginnings of a discussion starting with social media at the ground level, which you have instigated and others, to talk about, you know, grassroots politics, building it up, have a pragmatic, independent party that's not affiliated with these nonsensical ideological concepts, resorting back to historical perspectives that no one really understands. If we go back to our founding fathers, first of all, our founding fathers were not Christians in the screw sense of the word. They were deists. They did not believe in the notion of putting God in our country. This is going to be very shocking to most of them. Most of them were members of the Masonic Lodge. Even George Washington, if you go back to his history, walked out of the prayers in Episcopal churches. Ben Franklin, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, all were very clear they were deists. But the point of fact was their influences were Montesquieu, they were French Revolutionary. They had an idea that our country would come with a give and take of discussion and ideological differences, but it had to be diverse, it had to be constructive, and it had to move our country forward. In many ways, we are not different from what we started with. Many feared that within 30 years of the revolution, we didn't even have a country. And Andrew Jackson was fearful of it. We have many men who fought for our country but feared that it would not exist. For example, when Lincoln created a war, civil war, there was no reason for the civil war. That was the reason.
Well, Doc, we're out of time. We're out of time. We'll have to get you back on soon, stevepachinik.com. George Washington was definitely a Christian. Some of them were deists, though. You are correct about that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.